Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The Fall Book Fair, hosted by the Monroe Symphony League, opens its doors on Saturday. Dorinda Stone and Scott Ligon join me in studio for a preview. Good to see you both.
Thank you.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Dorinda, always as a benefit to visit at the fair's opening. Early birds have the best selection. Tell us about some of the categories of books that are providing the largest selection as you open the doors coming up on Saturday.
Well, tomorrow you will see them lined up at 320 North 4th. To have the best selection, and they pay $2 that first day to get in, to get the best selection. But tremendous paperbacks. We probably have, 200 books of fiction done in the last 3 years. So we have current fiction. We have thousands of paperbacks going for 25 and 50 cents a piece. The most assaulted section the first day is the cookbooks.
Right.
Tremendous number of fine cookbooks, both continental, international, but the one everyone really goes for are our local cookbooks done by the churches. I know there was Mary Louise Snelling's book that came through and rapidly went, and we have all sorts of wonderful cookbooks. Other sections include Suspense is a great, both hardback and paperback. Fantasy and science fiction is tremendous this year. We don't know why. Usually people don't give us their science fiction, but
right,
they did this year. So we have good science fiction and always Western and romance.
Lots of things to choose from. Also, understand there's going to be a special offering. Jason Mizu, can you share on that a little bit? What's going to be offered there?
Well, he was an atheist who became a Christian. And he has written a book as well as a CD, and he's a motivational speaker.
That's going to be packaged together, Scott, the book,
yes,
along with the CD?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you assist in gathering inventory for the fair. What have you seen interest available that are the quick sellers? I think Dorinda kind of alluded to what we see kind of go pretty quickly. But
well, this time we have an excellent militaria, particularly Civil War. We also have a lot of the latest run books. I might also mention, if you've not read one of Tom Clancy, he died this week, and if you've not read one of his, this is going to be an excellent chance to pick it up at a cheap price. As Dorinda said, somebody, and we don't know who, we never know who brings these books in, but about four or five boxes of fantasy and science fiction and Stephen King, which I don't read personally, but a lot of people do, and they will be there to rake the shelves clean.
A lot of talk about Stephen King here recently, too,
yes.
I guess, coming out with the sequel to The Shining. But, you know, some folks may be able to come across a copy of that or some of his other works.
Or they may have seen the TV program Under the Dome, and so they may have gotten interested in his work. Romance. Tons of romance. You can just rake a whole shelf off, because, and we have consummate readers of these romance books, as well as, you know, nonfiction that you might be interested in. Civil War is especially strong this year.
Yeah. Dorinda, many folks enjoy the convenience of a paperback. Plenty of those in stock as we get ready for the fair.
Plenty of paperbacks, and you have not only Saturday, but you have Sunday from 1 to 5, and then we repeat 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 11th, 12th, and 13th. So the $2 fee is only for the first day, but we're open 5 days total. We have, for your pre-shopping convenience, Christmas books. And it's real interesting who writes Christmas books. John Grisham has two out. Some of our suspense writers have Christmas, so it's another genre that they seem to enjoy doing. They write for someone for Christmas, and we have those. The magazine section, that's a whole different building full of magazines. And if you look at Martha, if you look at Simple, if you look at Travel and you say, whew, that's too expensive to subscribe to, you can gather them up for 25 cents a piece at the book sale. Okay. And in that building as well, for homeschoolers, we have reference books, we have textbooks, and you need to come see that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the proceeds will be going to benefit the Monroe Symphony League, some of the projects y'all are involved in, including music education for youth in the area.
Yes. Our major lump sum goes to the general budget of the Monroe Symphony Orchestra to support their operations. But we also support Sound Safari, and which is for grade school children who come to a symphonic performance in the spring, and we also do scholarships to the music department.
So a lot of great things going on there. Of course, it is on North 4th. Scott, as far as parking goes, get there early, I guess, to be...
Plenty of parking because a lot of the areas close down on Saturday, so they can... They won't have trouble parking. They can find a place. And we'll carry their books out to the car for them.
Mm-hmm. So if it's inclement weather Saturday and Sunday, this is the perfect place to be. Come inside and browse our books.
Lots to choose from. Again, Jorinda, the dates and times?
The dates and times are tomorrow at the 5th and Sunday the 6th, and then repeat Friday the 11th, Saturday the 12th, and Sunday the 13th.
Always looking forward to the Fall Book Fair of the Monroe Symphony League. Jorinda Stone, Scott Ligon, thank both of you for being here today.
Thank you for inviting us.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.